Who here knows all of the history of fundraising? Who here wants to? When I got onto the board last year, people started thinking, oh, Chris, maybe you can take over running the 2011 Autumn Fundraiser for us. So I said yes, went away, started to negotiate a fundraising agreement with the Wikimedia Foundation. We signed one. They passed their board resolution in Haifa saying, actually, we don't think many chapters should be fundraising after all. We principally, Roger and Andrew and Mike, if I remember, then negotiated our entry into the 2011 fundraiser. We've had a long process with the foundation about which chapters are fundraising, which aren't, which progressed through the finance meeting in Paris in February, which we might have, and then at the chapters conference in Berlin, as Faye mentioned. So our participation in this year's fundraiser is something that we have worked very hard to achieve against quite a lot of opposition. It's now really important that we as an organisation make the most of the opportunities that it gives us. So, whereas last year we were kind of starting to think maybe about how's this fundraiser going to work in June, we have now been thinking about it since March, and we're in a much better position. What I'd like the board to do today is to adopt some objectives for the fundraiser. Actually, these are sufficiently vague that I would call them, they're not smart targets. What I'd like to do is to work through with the staff what targets we can actually set for this and some of this. But what do we want? What kinds of things do we want to do? We want to raise more money. How are we going to do that? By doing more testing, by taking greater account of insights into our donors, better testing of email communications, a review of the results of various experiments we conducted in the last fundraiser, and better integration of other forms of giving in the online fundraiser. Those are more achievable given resources. We also have to do a fair bit of technical work, some of which is an outcome of the negotiation with the foundation, some of which is things that we were planning to do anyway. So revising online donation forms, revising our data processes, getting our own OTOS installation or similar. Also, part of our case for we should be in the fundraiser is we can do it just as effectively, perhaps more effectively, and we can take advantage of gift aid. Fine. The other, perhaps more rewarding in the long term opportunity we have is we have in the donor database a pool of 40,000 people who are intelligent, educated, aware of Wikipedia, prepared to support it. A very logical next step is to say, so, how about editing them, or come along to one of our outreach events? That's something, it might not be the best thing to do to email those 40,000 donors tomorrow saying, come along to my next editathon. We need to do it in a rather more
targeted,
perhaps cautious way, but that's something else that I definitely want to get out of this year's fundraiser. We've had, if you could just scroll down a bit, Mike, a couple of questions on this. Good. Thanks, Tom Dalton, for telling us what the target should be. That's good. Just to clarify, I think we need to, the financial target, I think we need to get a feel for what the foundation's expectations are for growth in the USA and things like that before we nail down that figure.
Can I just comment that 40% or even 50% is quite a lot lower than previous growth rates, both in the UK and also other countries, where 80% is more difficult?
That may well be the case, but
whether that continues,
I expect things to flatten off. Equally, last year I expected things to flatten off much more than they actually did, so you may well be right.
I mean, if it is a case of having a slight conservative target,
so
it's making a slightly higher target than the hoping push it back to meet it.
See, in a way, the target doesn't matter too much because we do the same things anyway, really.
Why does it just for
any other questions about these objectives? Roger.
I feel quite strongly about the fact that last year we decided, brilliant move, I think, the fact that we decided this, the fact that the target was not that important. Actually, the long-term funding was more important than hitting the target. And I'm quite actually, the way it's just in there, I think we can think about having a sub-target, like gaining more editors. So we should be trying to raise the money, but if we can find any tricks that enable us to say, for instance, gain new editors, yeah, and we're willing to say, well, no, okay, we're at 1.4 million, and we only got 1.2 million, but we raised 1,000 editors. Result. Yeah. We ought to, because the people who give to us by editing are possibly just as valuable as the people who give to us by money.
There are constraints from the community side of it, though, in that the banners are fundraising, not necessarily for doing other things with.
Not necessarily for
doing other things with, like getting new editors or.
Well, I was thinking more of kind of, you might just ask, I don't know, do you want to give money or do you edit? Because if you edit, it's just putting a subtle message on it, just kind of going, yes, if you're editing, you are one of our, thank you already, before you even give us any money.
What I say to that is, I definitely wouldn't be comfortable using an edit message in place of a fundraising message much during the fundraiser. Mm. Perhaps we could look at doing something like that for one of the quiet weeks in the middle of the fundraiser.
I'm not suggesting it becomes a objective, I'm just thinking you can run sub-objectives.
I think we should have an objective for how many new editors, volunteers do we get out of it. Actually quite a small one, because we don't actually have the capacity to welcome and guide hundreds of people through editing.
No, we can value the ones we've already got.
Sorry?
We can value the ones we've already got.
Indeed.
Dex? Yeah, I mean, there's ways of fixing how we induct new editors, I mean, over period, by region, having campaigns, flooding things, but that's a different question. Mm. Can I just ask the question, have you got a target for repeatable income? Because getting people who to commit to something year on year is a very, very useful thing to have.
Chris has started.
And have you got a target for it?
Last, in the autumn, we raised £1 million, including gift aid, of which about 350,000 was repeated with our debits. Now, we need to review what's happening to those direct debits, which is a conversation I've been having with Richard and John about making sure that we're making use of the data we have to tell how successful these direct debits have been. And we need to review that before we set the targets for the next fundraiser, because otherwise we don't really know what we're doing. But my strong suspicion, having sold the idea of getting the recurring income last year, is that this year we will also have fairly strong bias to trying to get the recurring income.
I mean, what I suggest to you is when you've actually done the review, you might want to then revisit your targets and add a new one, saying, right, well, we want to move from 35% repeatable income to 40 or 50%. The harder things to hit, but that's more useful.
I just think it comes on Mike's point, doesn't it? we set 1.4 million, what you've just told me is we might be raising 1.75 million anyway, because we've got 50,000 already in the bank.
Yes, we need to bear that in mind.
There's a drop off, there's a loss.
Oh, yeah.
As well as the repeatable repeat payments, are we considering Fundraiser 2 separate from the website initiative?
Good point.
To your next step, I think for the next 6 months we have plenty of work to do on making the 2012 online fundraiser work. We need to do that with an eye open to other funding streams that we could open up. Now, if I've raised this a couple of times previously in the board one way or another, it is possible, say, that we could spend £10,000 on a consultant to help us scope out other funding opportunities, which is the way I would want to approach it, because we can all have ideas, but it's important that we prioritise and reality check them from somebody with experience in the sector. I've not so far had a strong sense that that's something that the board definitely want to do now, with a view to implementing a larger fundraising programme in 2013. But we can do, we can invest, other sources of income will be slower and have a lower return on investment, but in the long term, it's definitely something we should do.
Kurt, on that subject of consultants,
about
8 or 9 weeks ago, I said I'll try and talk to somebody locally about that. I spoke to David Julian Hall, who does corporate fundraising at Sustrans.
Oh, right.
And I sent him around if he knew anybody around from the Institute of Fundraisers.
Yeah.
Who might do that kind of thing. So far, he's been not a lot of help. I did open that channel of conversation through the Institute of Fundraising Southwest, and if that is something that was interested, I can continue.
I think your advice, Chris, that's something good thing to do.
It might well be. But can you agree to what I need you to do now? Can you move on to the fundraising document? So, at the finance meeting in Paris, Jeff Bogan came up to me and said, well, I think we can meet you, you get a good work fundraiser, but I was a little bit concerned that you trying to do it with volunteer running it. We don't think that's very sustainable. And I said, Jeff, you're telling me it's not sustainable. What I'm recommending is that we recruit another full-time post. John and I have discussed this in some detail. The main purpose of the post is to deliver the fundraiser, doing all of the things that I was doing last year and Seven was doing the previous year. So that is planning tests, implementing tests, reporting, managing the operational fundraising relationship with the foundation, with people like Megan Hernandez, rather than the top level relationship. That is nearly a full-time post in itself. This post will also exist to improve our communications with our existing donors. You may recall that we sent one, outside of the fundraisers themselves, we sent one email to our donors saying thank you. That's the kind of thing that we should be doing more often. This person would also have responsibility for working out how to push people into editing one way or another, would have responsibility for being the person who sells membership to people, so to speak, and membership communications, and this post would also be responsible for exploring and doing as necessary other fundraising tasks. So payroll giving, just giving. When somebody sends us a £35,000 donation, this post holder would be the person who works out who they are, recommends whether we can accept the donation or not, says thank you, jumps through the procedural hoops. All of that together packages to a full-time post. Because of the slightly weird way we budget fundraising costs, which is the fundraising costs that we need to incur now would be taken out of next year's budget, at least the way that that's the way that fundraising costs have been approached so far. Because of that approach, my request to put a fundraising post in the budget for this year didn't happen. So I'm proposing that we fund this from reserves. Why from reserves? We know that having somebody doing this will give us more money. If you pushed me to, I could say, well, this was my projection of income from X, Y, and Z. Having this person in place would mean we can do 1.1 or 2% better, and that pays for that more than covers the cost of the salary. But I haven't gone into that detail because those forecasts the initial estimates wouldn't be particularly robust anyway. Any questions? Are you happy, Mike?
Sorry. I'm going to ask about volunteers and fundraiser.
Yeah.
So the past year has been good in terms of having volunteers involved.
Yeah.
Been bad in terms of burning those volunteers out. Been bad in terms of having those volunteers having to do with all the nuts and bolts and everything, all the important stuff. I'm worried that this might push things too far the other way, that we might suddenly have everything being done by staff. Oh, don't want to help out with fundraising matters, you've got a staff member, not do that. Oh, don't worry about writing a letter to a donor, you've got staff to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a step too far, it needs to be a bit more balanced.
Fair enough. There were not many volunteers involved in last autumn's fundraising campaign. There were a number who were helping out answering OTRS tickets. There was really nobody apart from me, and you, obviously, actually implementing the campaign.
There was also Tango who was offered help.
Yes, but he didn't. So, you're right. The mobilising volunteers aspect isn't in the job description because I thought it was too bloody obvious to put in. Happy to include in this a line about finding volunteers who can do tasks as appropriate. I will definitely be one such volunteer.
Volunteer liaison.
Pat.
Yeah, because on the practical level, we're being told that standard OTRS is the burden now by the foundation. We've got to set our own up for security and confidentiality. But there's no reason why we can't recruit volunteers to come and work as long as they sign the right pledges and stuff to run that.
There's also that the OTRS foundation is running the US, so we're going outside of the EU.
And it may be that we find more skilled volunteers with relevant professional experience, say, who might wish to get engaged as well, which would be brilliant.
Of course, if you offered a £5 per email reply to in a certain queue, people might themselves queue up to be responding.
I'd like to see a better contest for art students to design fundraising banners that beats the Jimmy banner. I try and encourage people to find the UK banner that wins? Is it our flag, or is it a Britannia, or what is it that makes people want to go to a British themed banner?
It's definitely possible.
With the dragon on it.
You know, if we budget from Wales, we go to Scotland, will we get more money?
I wanted to do more in terms of getting British editors' stories up in the last fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen because I didn't have enough time.
No.
This would be part of this person's job. Obviously, everything has to be set up, tested.
Yes.
And we have to start the fundraiser with the best performing banners, not the ones that we have the biggest Union Jacks on. It's part of it. One of this hypothetical person's responsibilities.
Find Brandon. Find the British Brandon.
Find that park with the really good green trees that works
So, Chris, what question are you asking? You're asking us to support this job description as a way forward.
Yeah.
To fund it out of
reserves.
Yeah. Why did you start from that?
Can I ask a question first? An honest question. Does this god exist? Or goddess?
Which god?
God or goddess job description. Does this person exist? How confident are you that we can recruit somebody good on this level?
We can definitely recruit somebody who's capable of implementing the fundraiser. We will not get somebody who can simultaneously do that and bring extensive experience of other forms of fundraising.
Will we get Chris Keating for this money?
No.
I don't mean you in particular, I meant somebody who maybe got your skills, Chris.
What we need as a person is somebody who has a decent understanding of how fundraising works, with a naturally analytic approach, who's capable of getting all the figures at various places, putting them in a spreadsheet, and working out what the test results mean, and making sure that the fundraiser follows the test results. And they need enough project management skills to ensure that when the developer post is producing a new testing form, a new donation form, that the developer is producing something that's going to work in a fundraising sense. If we get somebody who's used to dealing with high-value donations or has had something to do with trust and foundations before or worked in a job which has had paywall giving as part of it, then brilliant. But what we'll be looking for is somebody who can implement the fundraiser and has the potential to develop it and to help us develop after areas of giving, rather than somebody who can kickstart all those other areas of giving from scratch. Does that make sense?
So that's a yes.
I mean, is there an alternative with getting somebody in on a sort of consultancy basis for 6 months, a year, or money, something like that? Is there an option there?
I think this package of work works fairly well together and fairly well on some skills. I think.
A lot of the fundraiser planning and so on and so forth has to be done on from pretty early in the year anyway.
Yeah.
And the fundraiser, the things like correspondence, like direct debits and things, will overrun past the end of the fundraiser by a couple of months as well.
Yeah. Also the case that you want to roll over experience from one fundraiser to the next.
Yeah.
So it's better to have someone in a permanent position that hopefully will be around the one after as well. Mm-hmm.
My other worry, which is from like Mike's, is if we're not careful, every time we find a new job, we'll hire a new person.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice to think that actually we've got, at some point, we'll have four or five people who can actually do most things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than, and now we've thought of another job, and we need to have another person with new skills in order to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I can see that from your experience of having you on the team, Chris, that we do need somebody who's got the fundraising experience.
But we do need to spread those skills around.
Well, yeah, I mean, this person will be working fairly closely with Richard on many things and fairly closely with Stevie on some others.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'd hope so that with Dari and myself, you're trying to build a team with this person. Can you clarify when?
Shortly. So advertise as soon as John thinks fit.
I'll just cancel the sleep. Just to give you a realistic thing, if you guys agree this, we've got the money, we've got a job description as amended, so we can go ahead. From the experience of the previous, I think successful, previous two recruitments, or perhaps three including Richard, but the two we've done ourselves, we'd be looking to appoint, with people having to give a month's notice, in 2 months' time. Person that would be starting in 2 weeks.
So there is the point that this will be recruiting under the new board.
Yeah.
So we're very late in our season to start recruiting.
Perhaps. I mean, the fundraiser testing will start in July.
Yes.
And we need to respect that.
If we'd done this earlier, if the foundation hadn't have been holding us back with whether we'd help, we were going to
try and raise the foundation.
So I would definitely prefer that we make this decision now.
Mm-hmm. The six, just looking back historically, I was the other day, the six job roles that were mentioned before I was hired in things like Andrew's Blue Sky Plan. Were the four we've got at the moment, plus developer, plus a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And those were seen as sort of the six core roles.
Yeah. And I mean, hopefully this doesn't come as a surprise, because I feel I've been flagging up that this will be coming for some months.
I've never seen this before.
No, you haven't read the document. Right, can we, are people happy to proceed?
Rex, have you got anything you want to say?
I think you'd be crazy not to jump at this opportunity. Because staff is what you're going to build a thing on in the future. You get an office staff, you get somebody else in there. Even if they're not, to be honest, doing this 100% of the time, you'll find uses for them in a lot of other things. I mean, your biggest problem is you recruit somebody, they'll be good at it, they'll learn all the other stuff, they'll bugger off somewhere else for a better paid job. But that's, you know, that's life, that's how things go. Go for it, folks, that's my advice to you.
A slight clarification. Considering Jeff's recent summary of the legal issues relating to chapters of
the
are we considering that in compliance with that?
This post is necessary to comply.
Yes.
Well,
this would help. And from my perspective, being involved in that discussion, and particularly sitting with the other large work, France and Germany, in that secret discussion that we had last night, that nobody else knows about, except everybody listening to the webcast, there'll be a lot of focus on our very well managed process. There'll probably be more reporting requirements this year.
Yeah.
And there'll be much more hassle to deal with. I was extremely happy with our fundraising last year. There are things that we could have done a lot better, including following up on emails and communications, which is time consuming and shouldn't distract people like Richard from his regular job.
Yeah.
You know? So that's not a tack on extra. So I personally would be glad to have somebody fully responsible and pay adequately to do a professional job. And if we were unhappy, we could kick John and could follow up with a nice conversation with him and make sure problems are sorted out.
Yes.
Can I ask a question of John, which is on the costs of this?
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be about 29k salary, so up to about 31k including payroll. And the other aspect of the money side of it is the office rent. Would this be using one of the two extra desks, or would you want another desk?
Well, there's a binary there, isn't there? If you look at the job description, it says possibly based in office, maybe working from home.
Yeah.
So depending on who we got, somebody may actually want to work from somewhere else in outside London. I think we've discussed this. It is, as long as they visit it regularly, it is possible, one. Two, if they did come into the office, yep, we'd be looking at, because we want to make sure there's enough, always enough space for visitors, volunteers, whatever, people who are coming in. We might think about, yeah, another space, and there will be a knock-on of a couple of grand.
So don't forget, our office is being redesigned, and should at some point in the future have a chill-out area for
sofas and
things, for volunteers anyway. So space for volunteers will not be impacted as hard.
Yeah. So your question is a very prudent one. It's 25-29 description, add-on, employees' national insurance, pension, doubled it up to 32-33, buy them a desk space, another couple.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we have got 50 grand in for fundraising, and some of that we may be able to bring in-house if they're doing it. That is a possibility. That's sort of all the charges we pay. Some of it we might be able to bring
in-house. Chris needs him well into his 40 years, by the way.
Cost-benefit analysis. It is no longer viable to do the fundraiser with only volunteer effort. If we don't approve this, or quite a similar position quite shortly, then we will be in very sort of trouble. But anyway, can we do this? Yes?
Two votes.
Yeah. Lots of nods?
Yes.
Supporters put their hands up.
Oh, yes. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. Is it me next on the chapter selected board
yes,
seat?
Yes.
With updating the activity plan, can we leave up to John to come back with a proposal for me doing things?
Well, I'll stick it in, put it in, add it, change it, find the money from the reserves somehow, whatever. It's still what you're paying for.
Please get out of your bonus.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cancel the button, though.